What is that?
An apple.
Uh-huh. And they make sort of a... They mash those apples up, and they make a sort of dish out of that. What is that called?
Applesauce.
Okay, applesauce. Do you have any other terms for applesauce? Okay. I'll be back in a while.
Okay, then. Okay. When the old-timers came, there was very little liquor. They had to wait until the... wagon trains came through, you know, for the liquor. And my dad had made liquor, or was taught to make liquor in Georgia, because that's the way most of those Southerners got money after the Union soldiers went through and took everything they had. And so when he came out here, he was hired at different resorts to make moonshine for the resorts. And when I was a kid, I asked some of the old-timers how many people, because I was always ashamed that my dad made moonshine. In fact, he was arrested at one time because they found moonshine on the ranch. And I found out that practically all the old-timers had a still and made moonshine. Did you ever see a still?
No, I've never seen one.
I've got a picture.
Okay. So, we're rolling again. I guess we start talking about the farm and the ranch.
Okay, there, it was a ranch. It wasn't a farm.
Okay.
There was 640 acres of ranch land that my dad homesteaded. And then my mother homesteaded, and she had 640. So together they had quite a little spread, 1,280 acres.
And now they call 640 acres as a section, is that right?
Yeah, uh-huh. But... it wasn't all one section, but that was what you were entitled to take up from the homestead law, you know, or act or whatever they had. You could take up that much if you built a house on it and lived there. Okay. Now, ranching. First of all, Dad went into the horses, as I said, and he had some problems with his. He'd sent to the south and gotten a stallion, and I don't know, there was always a lot of conflict between the early ranchers. The big ranchers wanted the little ranchers out of the way so they could have their land, you know.
And they were grazing it.
Oh, yes, uh-huh. And one specific time, Dad's horses, of course, there was a lot of open range. You could go for 20 miles, ride 20 miles, never have to get out and open the gate. And somehow or other, his horses wound up here in Rock River, and he came in and took them out of the pond, took them home, okay, and he put them in it.
Now, what's up, a pond?
A pond was corral, but they called it just like a dog pond or a cow pond. That's where they kept strays and horses or animals that weren't where they belonged.
Oh, I see.
That's, I think, P-O-U-N-D, pound. I said pond, but pound. And so Dad went up and turned them out and brought them, because he knew that somebody had to have taken them in, because he'd seen them the day before. So he put them in our corral and tied the gate shut. And he told Mother, he says, "Now, Mother, Fanny, don't let anyone in. Get those horses until I get back." He got on his saddle horse and had to ride all the way to Laramie, which was 12 and 40 miles, you know, 50 some miles. And so it wasn't long, about noon that day, here come three riders. And Mother got her shotgun. She went out to the corral. And, you know, times are hard. They were rugged back in those days. You had to fight to live. And she went out there, and she was a good shot. So she got in the middle of the corral. I remember I was little and I was scared because Mother had that gun with those people there. And one of the guys got off and he said, "Well, we come after the horses." And Mother says, "You'll not get any of the horses until my husband gets back, until Mr. Marlowe gets back. And then he can let you have the horses. But I've got orders not to let those horses out of this corral." "Well, we're going to take it anyhow." And Mother brought the shotgun up. She says, "The first